When you were at Dr. Williams School, were you a day girl or were you a boarder?
I was a day girl, and I went there at the age of nine, very early, and we were, as day girls, segregated from the boarders, and we had a basic classroom right down the garden, and it was, I think, above the laundry, and we called the boarders snobs. And I don't know what they called us, the peasants, or not the plebs, the peasants probably.
So you actually segregated for lessons?
Yes, we were segregated altogether, absolutely, yeah. Kept apart. I don't know why, and I think it was a very silly policy, looking back on it. Didn't think of it at the time. And the only time we had contact with the boarders was at lunch. And we were allocated dinner places, and you never sat next to your friends. I ended up next to some sixth former, a prefect, who was about four times the size of me, and I was very, very little and very young. And no, you know, sometimes you'd be up next to somebody who didn't speak to you at all, except to pass the salt, or maybe you'll have somebody a bit nicer who might deign to speak to you occasionally. Yeah. And then it was horrific when you had to sit next to a member of staff because you moved up a place every day, and you would be on either side of a teacher, and it was okay if they were nice and not so good if they weren't. And I had an experience of sitting next to Miss Nightingale, the wonderful old headmistress who'd come from a Quaker school and wore voluminous clothes. I love chemistry in the old smelly lab, especially making gases, and we made the more stinky ones, the better. I remember, I didn't call them the triumvirate in those days, but that was Doe Davis, the wonderful legendary teacher of English. I think we never had any notes except the language notes, the history of English and so on. Nothing on literature. It was all done by, first experience, getting to know the texts and talking about them. But it was a very good way of teaching, really, because it gave me the
Well,
interest.
she must have been
Yeah,
inspirational because
but
I've
she
heard about
really
her.
was inspirational.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you see anybody else writing about her.
Then there was the Mike, Miss Mitchell, who was an Aberdonian, and she taught sewing and cookery, needlework and cookery. And half the cookery lesson was scrubbing the oak tables until they were absolutely white,
Brilliant.
and she would say, "Scrub the way of the rude."
The other day in the war was what they called the Peace Day. It could have been a League of Nations Day, and it was organised by Dorothy Davis again. And I think there were readings in various languages, but we all sang the national anthems of our allies in the war. She had this wonderful new hall, and it was built just before the war. And we had the marvellous stage and an orchestra pit,
Yes.
and beautiful furniture, all made by somebody from Dogechai. And the library was the balcony all the way around. And lovely bookcases, you can imagine. And he made all the chairs. And the old Vic came, Sybil
The
Thorndike.
old Vic came to Dr. Williams, didn't he?
Yes, it was the old Vic, Sybil Thorndike. Well, I think it was, I don't know whether it was called the old Vic, but they came with, EMSA was called the touring company. And it was Sybil Thorndike, Lewis Casson, their daughter. And she came, she was Lady Macbeth, and she had a booming great voice,
Fantastic.
and she was in Medea, and I remember her saying, "Oh, weep, oh, ye women of Troy." And then there was an all-women's company came to do Twelfth Night,
And that was great. I really enjoyed.
What did you wear? What was the uniform that you wore?
Oh, gym slip all the way along. Yes.
Well, until you're 18?
Navy blue gym slip with pleats.
Right.
And then when you became prefect, you were allowed a wide, 3-inch wide leather belt. And you would draw it into your waist until you looked as if you were going to drop into halves. And was wasted, and you had a badge here, mm-hmm. and you wore horrible velour hats with hat bands in the winter, and it was the Panama hat, which was always too big and right down on your nose. It you looked like something from St. Trinian's again, with your badge and your hat band, and horrible green gingham dresses here. Which you had made up, yeah. Nothing pretty about them, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, we were known as Dr. Williams's Pink Pills. I don't know why.
Dr. Williams's Pink Pills?
Well, I think there must have been pink pills for indigestion around at those times, yeah.
Remember any of the language that you used at Dr. Williams' school? You know, some of the terms that...
Gone on a senior girl. Having a pash.
And Granny's luggage.
Because I was quite innocent. She was told to get Granny's luggage. So I asked Mary, and she told me, and it turned out to be sanitary towels. So I was educated. End of term, just before the end of the end term, they'd put Jack Robinson up. Did you have that?
Certainly did.
And take one of those. I'd forgotten those. Yeah. Yes.
You were telling me about smiles. Was that you telling me?
Oh, yes, that's right.
That's
smiles. That's another physical thing. Oh, well, we used to have at that time is if you bent down, you had smiles because there was this gap between your black stockings, your horrible pink suspenders, and your nick and your navy blue bloomers. So they were called smiles.